Welcome to a new English episode of Fusecast to go. Today I'm here with two guys from Noctluz. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Cole. I play guitar for the band.
My name is Brian and I sing.
Cool. Now we're here today in Oberhausen and you were touring in Belgium, the Netherlands, like the whole Europe thing.
Yeah.
And the UK. What was it like?
It was awesome. This is our first time over here, so everything's been an adventure, to say the least. We've been trying to wake up early and see all the cities, and we got to do, I think we did like 2 weeks, no, like a week or a week and a half in Europe, and then we did a week in the UK, so it's been awesome every day. The shows are sick, the people are great, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been better than we expected because we'd never done Europe before, obviously. So coming in here, we didn't really know what to expect, and the shows just have been a lot better than we kind of expected, I guess. So it's been great.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are here today to talk about three underrated bands. So how did you choose them? Are they like friends of yours, or did you listen to them a lot and they are just underrated?
Yeah, the bands that I picked are Stone, Purgatory, and Left Behind. And I picked those bands not only because I think they're underrated, but because I think that they're putting in a lot of work right now. So bands that I think really need to be recognized more because of how much work they're putting in. Left Behind, we've been friends with since as long as we've been a band. They played our first show, our first CD release, our second CD release. We toured with them. I do like a guest spot on their new record. So like we've been friends with them for a long time, and Stone is actually Zach from Expire. He plays guitar in Expire, but he actually sings for Stone, and it's the band that he intends on taking a little bit more full time after Expire is finished. And they're a great band. It's members of Stone and members of members of Expire and members of Cross Me, two bands in the Midwest that are just really cool and came together to write like a really awesome demo, and I can't wait to see where they go with it after Expire's done. And Purgatory, we met them because they did four shows on one of our tours that we did a couple summers ago, and we just immediately fell in love with them, like their music and as people. And they're really grinding right now. They're doing every tour that they can, trying to get their name out there. They just signed with Unbeaten Records, which is like a smaller record label based out of the States, and we're just really excited for them and like can't wait to see where they go with like this new record that they're writing, and can't wait to take them out on tour. They're at like the Purgatory's at the top of our list for who we want to tour with as far as our friends go. Really, like all of us want to tour Purgatory.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I saw that they are playing at a festival, at a big tour. I forgot the name.
Purgatory?
Yeah.
They're on tour right now with Lifeless and Cruel Hand.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they're doing some dates by that.
Oh, they're doing the Save the Children, I think. And
For the Children.
For the Children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a festival based out of California called For the Children. And I could be wrong, but to my understanding, For the Children raises money for less fortunate children around Christmas time. So it's like the whole festival is like charity based, and there's a lot of amazing bands on it. When I saw that Purgatory was on it, I got really excited because like those are my friends, and they get to play with a lot of great bands like the Warriors. The Warriors is doing a reunion that night, so yeah, it's gonna be really cool for them.
Mm-hmm. Now that we can't put music into the podcast, how would you describe Purgatory's music for someone who never listened to them?
I would say that it's really heavy. I would say that if you like us, I think that you'd like them. But it's a lot more, it's a lot darker, I would say. Kind of like Marauder. They get compared to them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just very intense and aggressive. And it's just heavy. Like, that's the best way to describe it, is just heavy.
Okay. Have you seen them live?
Yeah,
we did like a little leg of one of our tours last year, and that's how we met them actually. And then we've caught them a couple of times, and they've like rolled through our area. But yeah, they're great. They're a great live band.
Cool. Like a lot of violent dancing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw them at a Midwest Bloodfest last year, which is a festival that's based in our hometown, and it's kind of just like for Midwest kids. But it's like one of my favorite festivals that I've ever been to. And they played last year, and it was crazy. Like, their set was so violent, and like, it was just like a war zone out there. It was awesome to see them get that kind of reaction.
I had a look at their Facebook page, and they had like 2,000 likes, which is, am I right? I think it was like 2,000 or 4,000, which is not that much.
Yeah.
So they are really underrated in your region. Yeah, that's bad. But you said that there was a festival in your hometown, so you're from Knoxville, right?
No, we're from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
So is that a big city for music?
Not really. I would say that as far as like heavy music goes, it's a lot smaller. But I think in a lot of ways that's helped us with touring, because it just kind of gives us a...
That would be too loud, probably.
That probably will stop. But I think that it's given us a better outlook on touring, because everything is on such a smaller scale where we're from that, like, you have to work for it. What is that?
It's a Caleb's bass.
Yeah, that hopefully will be turned down, but...
We can cut it out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's just our shows, like, if you have like 300 kids, that's a really good show. Mm-hmm. Where we're from. So like, you have to work for it, you have to promote as much as you can, you have to go to every show. It's just very like DIY in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, all of our guys are in other bands or helping other bands out so that they can play shows. Like, he's in a couple other bands. He probably has more to say about it than I do.
About like the Louisville scene?
Yeah,
it's not like huge as much as it isn't like, there's not like shows like every weekend and stuff, but there are like, there are a couple like hardcore bands that are...
Okay, that's a little bit annoying.
Yeah, there are like a few hardcore bands in Louisville that are really cool. Like, there's been a band called like Nine Eyes that I used to play in. That's really cool. It's like throwback like metalcore hardcore. Like there's a couple like emo pop punk bands that are pretty cool. Like, I play for like an emo type band called like Eastwood.
And, so pretty wide range of
it's definitely a wide range, and like.
Maybe we should go outside.
Yeah, we can go outside if you like.
Yeah, that's probably better. I can hit. Yeah, we were talking about the local scene and about the wide range of different music styles. So, do you want to say something about Purgatory? Something, how you like them, or how you want to see their future?
Yeah, well, when we did that small tour with them, I got really, really close with their singer, Matt. And I consider him a really good friend of mine, and I know how much he cares about his band. So, like, I would really just love to see them get the attention that they deserve. They slowly but surely getting on bigger tours, which, like, every tour they do, they play in front of more new kids, which is, like, the ultimate goal. But I just, like, I'm fully rooting for them and their future. I can't wait to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other band you had on your list was Stone.
Yeah.
I tried to Google them. It was really hard, and I could only find a Bandcamp link to an EP, which was from 2014, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I saw some videos from 2016.
Yeah.
So, what about Stone?
Stone is a up-and-coming band. It's Zach from Expire. He sings for Stone. And the other members are, Marcus from Expire plays bass, and then the other members are in a band called Cross Me. But Stone is becoming
their like full-time project once Expire stops touring. And they put out a 7-inch this year or last year called Fear Grips through 6 Feet Under. And I just really, really like the 7-inch, and I'm excited to see how they take it full-time, like which route they take. They're going to be touring on a lot regular basis, so I'm sure that you'll get the chance to hear about them if you haven't already. They'll eventually be working on a full-length record, and we'll just see where it goes. We're all friends with all those guys, so we're really excited to see like how they take it full-time and it not just be like a side project anymore.
Do you know them as well?
Yeah, I know all those bands.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing as Brian. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw a video of them from 2016, and they were playing in like a full lightened hall that looked like a sports hall at school.
Oh, yeah. it was a CD release show for our friends in a band called No Victory. They were releasing their record, and they did two release shows, one in Chicago and one in Milwaukee. And we played the Chicago one, and Stone played the Milwaukee one. And it was in like a basketball court.
Okay, yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah. And I thought like if that's a typical thing for America to play in a completely brightened basketball hall.
Well, like, what were you saying?
Go ahead.
Where we're from, like, in the Midwest, you have to like, there's not a lot of really big venues or places like this that will cater to like the heavier stuff. So you kind of just have to find your own spots, like renting out a hall, or like we have like a bunch of smaller venues. Like one of the venues in our hometown that we play a lot is actually a pizza place. And
okay.
Yeah, and it's like really, really small. There's no stage, and it's just like one of the only places that will allow you to have all ages shows for the heavier kind of music. So like it's just very much something that is it's very fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to just consistently work towards it and just make it as best as you can, or else you won't have anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so but the people are used to it, and in the video it looked like they just had normal fun. Like if you wouldn't turn the lights down in this venue, nobody would move.
Really?
So yeah, nobody would.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. See, that's weird. And at home, it doesn't matter where it's at, as long as there's a show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it be in like somebody's house, or a pizza place, or a basketball gym, or an actual venue. There are actual venues in the States and in the Midwest, but a lot of the times you want to go for like the smaller, more intimate, like a crazy place that'll just let you do whatever you want.
Mm. Yeah, pizza venue or place sounds great.
Yeah.
So back to Stone. How would you describe them?
I would just say they're a hardcore band. Very like if you like Expire and if you've heard of Cross Me, it's a pretty good blend of the two. I've heard that they're going to take like a little bit more of a different direction and kind of separate themselves from their other bands when it comes to their sound. But it's just essentially a good old-fashioned hardcore band.
What else do I want to ask? How did you discover them? So did you?
I heard about them through Expire. We've known Expire for a long time now. So Zach is always like, he's got like Stone stickers and t-shirts and stuff that he'll like hand out or sell. And then they played our hometown a couple years ago, and it was great. As soon as I saw him, I was like, yeah, I love this. It was at that benefit show at Production House. Yeah, you played. I don't remember when it was, but yeah, it was like a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So is there any chance that you're playing with them now that you know Expire for a long time?
Yeah, I definitely could see us playing with Stone. I think that it'll get to the point where we probably tour together sometime. We're friends with all of them, and we're going to continue to be friends even after Expire breaks up. So if they come through our town, we'll play. If we come through their town, they'll play. vice versa kind of thing. And hopefully maybe one day we'll be able to tour with them. I would love to take them out or them take us out. Anything.
So do you think they are still underrated because it is not that it's just like a side project and not like the main project of the band? Okay, I think it's a little bit too loud.
Here we can go. Right.
Yeah. At the end of the interview, we were standing on the other side of the street.
Yeah. Is this good?
Yeah, it's. I think it's better.
Okay.
So do you think they are underrated because it's just a side project and not the main project?
Yeah, I think that right now that's basically what it is. I think that once Expire stops and they get to pick up more and like take it on a little bit more full time, they'll start to get more recognition and they'll get on bigger tours. And Zach is brilliant when it comes to managing bands, and he knows exactly what he's doing, so he'll be able to put them in front of the right people.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now the last band you wanted to talk about is Left Behind, and I as well googled them, and that was easier because they had like 17,000 likes on Facebook. So
yeah.
Why do you think they are underrated?
Do you want to?
I don't know. I just feel like they don't like get the recognition they deserve. You know, like they've been a band for a while. Like they recently put out an album this year that's like one of my favorite albums of this year. Like it's insane. Like I don't know. Like there's a really good band that deserves more attention in my opinion. Like they're just really good at what they do, and there's really good guys who just work hard at and just tour constantly. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, basically that. They put out a record this year called Seeing Hell. And it's available on all music platforms where you can purchase music, and it's just a really good album. We've been able to see them grow from what they used to be to what they are now, and it's been an awesome transformation. And they're just working really hard and touring a lot, so I would love to be able to, I would love to see them take it to the next step.
Mm-hmm. So again, what would you describe their type of music?
I would just say that it's just more like
it's heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy. So it's not like there is some like hardcore influence, but it's like kind of like if you like Crowbar, it's like stuff like that. It's just like super heavy, like down tuned, just like sludgy stuff. It's just really, it's really good.
Very doomy.
Yeah. It's really dark.
Yeah, very dark.
So the I think the artwork looked like very doomy stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. So did you played with them or did you just watch them grow?
We've played with them a ton. They played our very first show ever. They played our first release show, our second release show. We toured with them. They played one of our first out-of-town shows ever. They've always just kind of been with us throughout the entire thing. They're really, really good friends of ours. And we just played with them at a festival in the States, like, before this tour. And their reaction was so awesome, and it like made us all feel really good to see them get that kind of response. We have a long history with them playing together, and they used to come to our home. They're from West Virginia, which is like 4 or 5 hours from us, and they used to come to our hometown to play like every show. Like we called them a local band in Louisville because they were just there every weekend playing a show. Like they would make the drive and they'd stay the night at our guitar player Isaac's house, and we would just hang out with them for a weekend, and it was great. I love those guys.
Yeah, I think every band has like the band that always plays with them and comes out for them everywhere, and they like pull each other on the stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. So, are you gonna take them to Europe next time?
Oh,
make a promise.
I would love to tour Europe with them. They're on Unbeaten Records as well. And I don't necessarily know what their plans are. As far as us, we just try to stay busy. We love to tour, so we tour as much as we can. And it just depends on if our schedules link up. With them being busy and us being busy, it's hard to find time to do something together. Same with Purgatory. Like, we would love to take them out. So, like, it'll definitely happen one day. It's just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Is there anything else you want to say about underrated bands in general, like what they could do to get more recognition or something?
I would just say tour and play shows. Like, nobody starts a band to get big. You just hope that you get big. You start a band because you love playing music. And I feel like a lot of the time bands are afraid to play bad shows, so they won't tour or they won't play or they won't accept shows in their area because they're afraid that people won't be there. Mm-hmm. And we toured for a very long time playing to nobody, playing to 30 kids, and like every time it would grow 30 to 50 to 100, and then we got to the point where we were able to tour with bands like Counterparts and Expire, where we're playing in front of a ton of kids every night. Because it doesn't just happen overnight. You have to work towards it. And I'm not trying to like make fun of bands, because there are a lot of bands out there that put in a lot of hard work. But some bands, I just think that they're afraid to play bad shows. And if you never play a bad show, then you're not going to know what a good show feels like.
Mm-hmm. So when did it start that you had like a lot of people standing in front of the stage? How long did it take you?
I would say like 2 years, but then again, we had good shows. It just wasn't every night. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes we would play and there would be a ton of people there and they would love it. And then the next night you just didn't know what you were getting into. Like it would be nobody, or there are still some places where we play and nobody's there and nobody cares. Like yeah. It's just, it happens. Not everybody has a good show every single night, but it makes our good shows better. Because yeah. We get to come over to Europe and play like Wiesbaden in Germany, and it was insane. It was so much fun. Last night in Hamburg, amazing. London, amazing. Tonight is supposed to be amazing. Cause
it is.
Yeah, we've heard nothing but good things about the area, so like very excited for tonight. Just stuff like that. We've definitely played our share of bad shows.
Okay. Yeah, because like suddenly everyone here in Germany and in my friends' zone was talking about Knocked Loose. So I didn't know you, and then everyone was, yeah, Knocked Loose.
Yeah, yeah.
So they awesome. Are all here today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. So it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, hope so.
Cool. Now, I think that was everything to the topic you chose.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And now I've got another question for, we are doing a podcast about the whole year 2006, and so we're collecting like some quotes of popular bands, and we want to know what was your record 2016. So could you tell me something
about
that?
Oh, our favorite record of 2016?
Yeah, just one, and why.
Do you know? Because I've got to think about mine for a second.
I don't know. I have to think about it. It's kind of hard. Like I said, the Left Behind Sing Hell is definitely one of my favorite. Also, like the new Capsize record a lot. I like that. It's like a really cool like throwback, like Under Oath, like post-hardcore type. I just really like it. I thought it was really good. And yeah, my favorite band's Deftones. They put out a record this year I really liked. But yeah, it's hard to pick just one. There's a lot of records this year that I like. So
I'm glad that you said Capsize, because I'm going to be Capsize as well, as a, like mention it.
Yeah.
But most of my friends just said that they hate it because they are trying to be someone they are not. And I'm like, yeah, I love the new Capsize record.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
The new Capsize is awesome.
Yeah.
We know those guys too. Those guys are very friends. Nice guys.
Yeah, I've seen them like last month with Being as an Ocean.
Oh, okay, cool.
Here in Oberhausen as well.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know what my favorite would be, but some of my records that I liked a lot from this year would be Renounced, Theories of Despair, that's a band from the UK. I really, really like that record. It's one of those records that sounds like it came out in 2006, so like it just reminds me of what I listened to growing up. Also, this band Gag from, I'm not sure where they're from actually, but they're like a punk band. Just doing good old-fashioned like dirty punk, and like I've watched videos and they look so entertaining live, and I think that they're great. But yeah, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know too much about what my top would be. I know it's something that I need to start thinking about because the end of the year is coming. But
I knew this. There's a band called Gate Creeper from Arizona. They're just like a throwback like death metal band. They're sick.
Yeah,
I like them a lot.
Gate Creeper's in my top for sure. That record is amazing. The new Expire record is great. If you're a fan of Expire, it's good old-fashioned Expire. It's great. I would heavily recommend it. But yeah, that's it, I think.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.